Welcome to the Best 5 Minute Wine Podcast. I'm your host, Forrest Kelly. From the seed to the glass, wine has a past. Our aim at the Best 5 Minute Wine Podcast is to look for adventure at wineries around the globe. After all, grape minds think alike. Let's start the adventure. Our featured winery is... We continue our conversation with Michelle Bredesen, owner and marketing manager of Carlos Creek Winery. In 2021, you were voted best
winery.
So Minnesota has how many wineries?
About 80 or so.
80, okay. And best winery and best patio.
The Star Tribune, which is the big newspaper for Minnesota, so it's based out of Minneapolis. They did their first ever Best of Minnesota rankings. Yeah, we won gold medal for best winery in Minnesota, which was an awesome win. We also won best winery in the Minnesota Monthly magazine last year as well. So lots of awards last year. I think people were at home voting and bored. So we won Best Winery in Minnesota, and we also won Best Outdoor Patio for all of Minnesota, which was shocking, but we have extensive outdoor seating areas. Obviously, in Minnesota, we cherish our warm months and want to be outside as much as we possibly can. So in that spirit, we have built out multiple different patios. We have bocce ball courts outside. We have live music every Friday and Saturday outside and Sunday in the summertime. So we really encourage the enjoyment of the outdoor spaces out here.
And then I also see, best date night spots and best summer destination. So it's kind of all under the same umbrella that when you come, you can experience a great time here. How long do, when a visitor comes in, how long can they expect to, if they want to, how long can they spend?
We have some groups that come out here right when we open and then perch up on a spot and they sit and do all sorts of activities from when we open until after the music is done at 9. People can really kind of make their experiences what they want. We are very family friendly. So if you have kiddos, you know, there's a lot of space for kiddos to roam around. We have the on-site food. So we have a wood fire pizza oven. So a lot of people will stay here, get lunch, get dinner, listen to the music. We also have the bocce ball course. So lots of people like to enjoy that. We have the bag boards that people can use. And then we also have the brewery, so people experience all of those things on one property and can spend the whole day out here, really, if they wish.
If you go to Wikipedia and search the city you're located in, Alexandria, Minnesota, under the economy section, it says the city is known as a hotspot for tourism due to its many lakes and resorts. Tourism events include a grape stomp hosted by Carlos Creek Winery.
The Grape Stomp has been around since 2000 is when it first started. So the original owners before my in-laws purchased the winery had started the Grape Stomp. And at that point, I think it was about 500 people were coming for that. And by the time that my in-laws purchased the winery, I think they were up to about 6,000 people over the weekend or 8,000 people that would come for the weekend. And now we're at about 14,000 to 16,000 people that show up for the weekend. So it's a 3-day festival, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And it's primarily, I mean, it's always in September. It's always the second weekend after Labor Day weekend. And it's to really celebrate the harvest season. So that's when harvest really is in full gear for us, is in September. We have all the grapes that people can crush. We do competitions, so people can sign up a team of two. And we generally have about 600 people, well, over 600 people that stomp over the weekend and participate in that. And then we also have live music on three different stages going all the time. We have 150 food and craft vendors. It's just a really big party.
How many did you say? 150 vendors?
150 vendors, yeah.
Oh my gosh. And then all of these people coming out for the grape stomp, that is quite an accomplishment you've put together.
It's definitely a whole team effort out here. We have many people that work to make that happen. It's really cool because we get to over 100 volunteers that come and help us out for the weekend. A lot of staff, friends, and family will come help. It's as much fun, I think, to work as it is to enjoy the festival, because it's just so fast paced and it's just so fun to see the people coming out in costumes and their girl groups that they always do every year. And it brings us a lot of joy to bring a lot of joy to everyone else. And that's really our entire business, is bringing joy and having and being a spot that people can feel comfortable celebrating. That's really our mission.
Thank you for listening. I'm Forrest Kelly. This episode of the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast was produced by iHizzle. If you like the show, please tell your friends and pets and subscribe. Until next time, pour the wine and ponder your next adventure.
Hi, before you go, we have exciting news.
The Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast has teamed with a breakthrough technology
and added a new feature on our website
that's bound to elevate your podcast experience.
Here is where we need your help. Trying to remember something from an episode?
Don't worry.
Search for it, and we will find it for you. Have you ever thought you could just ask questions and chat about the episodes as if you were talking to me?
Well, now you can. That's right. Our episodes are now interactive, and they're waiting to have a conversation with you.
Jump into a chat with our podcast, and let's get the conversation started. Try it out and tell us what you think.
Click on the banner at the top of the website, thebestwinepodcast.com, to try it.